Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Jeff Pitts, City View Magazine, he is our lifestyle correspondent, comes in once a week to tell us stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend and into next week. Yay, Jeffrey. Man, I tell you what, another Friday, we're looking good, brother.
Weather is getting better.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Boy, it was beautiful yesterday.
I have this new slogan for Iowa.
Yeah.
You know, not fields of opportunity, nothing silly like that. Mm-hmm. Iowa. Enjoy winter longer. What do you think?
It's got some legs. Yeah.
Now, if we could only get mountains, that'd be really cool. But yeah. Ice fishing in July.
I've got a game for you.
What?
How many state slogans can you remember from Iowa?
Oh, from Iowa.
Place to grow.
Yeah.
You make me
fields
smile.
Fields of opportunities.
Fields of opportunity. You make me smile. What is it now? Is it
fields of opportunity? I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Those are the only three I can remember.
Oh. Yeah. Before that, it was wild women and booze.
Was it?
Yeah, oh, no.
Only was before my time.
Yeah, you know, Michigan's was winter wonderland for years and years.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Land of Lincoln is Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Wisconsin is the dairy state or something like that.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Missouri used to be the show me state.
Right.
I remember that. You used to play the license plate game when you were in the
right,
car.
Yeah. Minnesota.
10,000 lakes, is that what that one was?
No, Minnesota's is, I have no idea why I live here. That's what Minnesota's is. Great place to visit. You wouldn't want to live here. Yeah. All right. Isn't that funny how we always, you know, and then Nebraska,
mm-hmm.
What it says under theirs?
What?
Land of nothing to see. It's great. Isn't it terrible how we savage our neighbors, you know, sometimes?
It is. Yeah. I like Nebraska. I love driving through Nebraska.
Autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Close my eyes.
Yeah, right. Just keep on going. All right, sir.
I like to get in the left lane, go about 60,
oh, yeah.
keep my left blinker on.
Yeah, that's it. And drive a beige
watch
car.
Watch the reaction.
Yeah. When I get old, I'm going to buy a beige car.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to, man. A Buick.
I can't wait till it's time to buy a Buick.
Yeah.
I've been wanting one. I got a minivan the other day.
There you go. Ooh, that's scary. Welcome to fatherhood.
Almost. All almost right. There.
So, what's up?
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Ready to do this?
Yeah.
Roll up the sleeves, get down to business. Do you like to dance, Michael?
I do like to dance, yes.
Do you like to, you know, sweat, be grilled under oath with all eyes watching you?
Huh? Is Dancing with the Stars coming to
Improv.
Des Moines?
Improv. Oh, different kind of dancing. Comedy okay. Experiments coming to town. Or they're in town. They're local. But they're playing the Civic Center tonight and Saturday night, 7:30 to 9. You ever watch that show, what's it called, with the improv comedy?
Sure.
They give them like a – so the theme is prom 2018, and then these guys will just make it funny somehow.
Got it.
Dancing.
I got the hook now.
Yeah. I made that up myself.
I was going, where is this going? All right.
Civic Center tonight, tomorrow night. All right, pop quiz, Michael.
Yeah, go.
How many senses are there?
How many senses?
Senses.
Oh, you like touch, feel, taste, sight?
Yep.
Is that it? I don't know.
5 human senses.
Right.
Are commonly taught in grade school. Actually, I Googled it, though. There are other senses. Like bats have sonar. We don't have that.
Right,
so
right.
There are other senses. There's like 20 senses they know of,
really?
Which I think is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But tonight at the Holiday Inn Des Moines downtown, live audience gallery reading with psychic medium Carrie Miller.
Get out of here. Not a psychic reading.
Extra special perception or what? Sensory perception. ESP.
ESP. Wow. Spooky.
You ever do anything like that?
No. You?
I've always wanted to.
Really?
There's a place down on Southeast 14th I used to drive by.
And you wanted to go in there?
All the time. Sister Anne. Well, she's got her sign right there. It just looks interesting.
Yeah.
Been there at least 25 years, probably wow. way. Probably
well, Sister
way
Anne knows
that.
Everything then.
Probably.
Yeah, by now.
I would love to check it out.
Just, yeah, right. Can I have an appointment? My name is Jeff Pitts. Certainly, Jeff. Come in. We'll see your future and your past. And then she Googles you.
Yeah.
I have a vision. You wrote about the Iowa Cubs.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Is that what you do in your spare time?
Of course it is. Yeah, I Google everybody.
ESP.
That's it.
Okay. Nightfall on the River.
Yeah, you know, this is really interesting. They're mm-hmm. going to be closing the Simon Estes Amphitheater for 2 years, two summers.
Is that how long?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. So where's Nightfall on the River going to be?
Well, tonight it's at Simon Estes Amphitheater.
Oh, well, so they haven't closed
it. But you're right, it is closing. I didn't check when, but...
Soon.
Soon, yeah.
As soon as the permafrost leaves the ground, which should be sometime in July.
Turnpike Troubadours.
Yeah, I like it.
In the historic East Village.
I imagine that the Turnpike...
I know nothing about this band.
No. Are they from the East Coast?
I don't know, but I just like the outside at Simon Estes.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I ask is because Turnpike mm-hmm. is one of those colloquialism-type words, you know, that is generally associated with the East Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
And not, you know, you don't have turnpikes out west. You have freeways.
Someone should open a restaurant called the Turnpike.
The Turnpike? I bet there is.
Or Dance Hall.
Dance Hall.
Yeah.
Just call it the Dance Hall or call it the Turnpike?
Turnpike Dance Hall.
Yeah, there it is. It'll be someplace
that's
out
gold
in the country.
Right there. Yeah. Okay. Throwing in an extra Friday night.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Just because the weather's changed. Wild Night Life and Hike. Huh? You look excited.
Yeah. Well, does this have anything to do with being outdoors?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
It's just what it says it is. At Jester Park. Put on by Polk County.
Got it.
Kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, sure.
Take a hike.
Take a hike.
All right. Let's see what we got this weekend. Oh, Michael, when's Earth Day?
Earth Day? What? Saturday. Every day?
Earth Day is every day. Awesome. With a special emphasis, Saturday. Tisk, tisk.
I know.
Downtown Earth Day, Robert Ray Drive, presented by the Science Center. There's just all kinds of festivities they're putting on. The Science Center's putting them on at the Botanical Garden. Starts at 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Earth Day.
Free, great for the kids.
Take me to your leader. I don't know where that came from.
Is that Earth Smally, cat lowercase e?
I think.
Is in soil. Anyway, how many languages do you speak, Michael?
I don't really speak much English, anyway. My English, my speech teachers would be appalled. I speak only English, but I speak some conversational Hebrew, but mostly liturgical Hebrew.
Okay.
Yeah. So that doesn't really count.
That. Okay. You know it.
Yeah, I can read it. And
you can
I
read it.
Yeah, right.
What about Pig Latin?
Hicse, no way. I don't know. I don't know that stuff.
You know, there's a Bible translated in Pig Latin.
I would imagine there is, of course.
My brother can say, I like cheese in 13 different languages.
Really?
Yeah. Pig Latin's one of those.
I'm sure it is. Spanish. Okay.
Anyway, Festival of Cheese. That's a long intro
wow.
to
we
get
got
to that.
Man. All right.
Festival of Cheese. All kinds of cheese.
Do we have to go to Wisconsin? Or
Living History Farms is Saturday. April 21st.
Got it.
3 to 6.
Earth Day is more than Earth. It's also about cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah. Who doesn't like cheese? Yeah, that's all right. I'm in.
How do you say I in Pig Latin?
I don't know.
That's a tough one. Oh. 39th Annual Beautiful Bulldog Contest.
Drake University?
Yep. That's Sunday. The event is free. Who are you pulling for?
The bulldog.
You're a dog lover. Would you ever buy a bulldog?
No.
Ever have a bulldog?
No, I don't. I would. I'd have a bulldog, but we have Chihuahuas and
what's that?
It's a Chihuahua and a wiener dog.
Oh, of course.
Chihuahua.
My roommate in college had a bulldog. It's a disaster.
Was it really?
Apparently, they've been bred to have their heads so big that they all have to be born by a cesarean section. This is per my college roommate. I don't know if any of this is true. Then they're just really unhealthy because they don't
bred
live very long.
Bred. Yeah, it's,
surgeries all the time.
I'm not into it.
Right. He liked it. Snuggles, that was the name.
Snuggles is the bulldog.
Iowa Cubs, Saturday. Ooh. No, Sunday.
Sunday.
Starts at 108.
What is it?
Iowa Cubs.
Oh, the Cubs.
The Cubbies.
Oh. Oh, that's right. ESP. Jeff Pitts, you wrote a story about the Cubs. I see it. Very nice.
Iowa Cubs. Oh, I can't wait to get out there. All right, next week.
Yep.
Avid presents. Presented by the Public Library. Amor Toils is best-selling author of Rules of Civility. It was named one of the best books of the year by the Wall Street Journal. It's been translated into more than 15 languages.
Wow.
I wonder how many languages he speaks.
Yeah, a bunch.
Toles grew up in Boston and was an investment banker for more than 20 years. The success of Rules of Civility led to his decision to leave the investment world and devote himself full-time to writing.
To civility.
Mm-hmm.
And writing.
How much time you put towards civility?
Every day. Every moment.
Right now.
Right this second,
taking
all of my energy to be civil. You know, I had lunch with the director of the Culture and Manners Institute the other day.
Really?
Her name is Callista Gould. Yeah,
I'd be on pins and needles.
Oh yeah, I had lunch with her.
Yeah,
you think that's a little unnerving?
You're just getting judged.
Going to going out to lunch with a person that's an etiquette professional, and I'm sitting there slobbering down my soup. You know?
Yeah. Oh, is this for the lunch with?
Yes, for the lunch with. Yeah, out to lunch.
Ooh. Did she point out the?
No, she was very kind.
Yeah.
As she said, and she wrote me a handwritten thank you note afterwards. Of course.
Hmm.
Culture and Manners Institute, Callista Gould, cool person.
Is that here in Des Moines?
It is. It is, and she speaks all over the country about,
I thought you were gonna say,
culture
she
and manners.
Speaks 13 languages.
No. Well, maybe, yeah. Yeah, she does go to Nebraska, so maybe at least two.
Okay, also, along with the Bulldog Contest, Grand Blue Mile, Western Gateway Park, Tuesday, Drake Relays. Grand Blue Mile is the Midwest premier community street run for all ages and abilities.
Bring your parka.
Held annually since 2010. Grand Blue Mile has hosted more than 30,000 participants
from
26 states, 6 countries, 4 continents. Among those participants, Olympic medalists, America record holders, and many of the world's finest track and field athletes.
There you go. Blue Mile.
Grand Blue Mile.
Got it.
Last but not least.
Oh.
You know what Tri-Via means?
Tri-Via? Mm-hmm. Is it a drug? I mean, you know, all these crazy names that they have on TV for these drugs. I'm guessing a drug. Tri-Via, the drug. What would Tri-Via be for?
We covered this like on my second show. How long have we been doing this?
Oh, a long time.
Feels like it, huh?
It's a good thing that we have fun doing this right. Because other people are sitting out there going, what the mm-hmm. hell are these people talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No, Tri-Via.
It's Latin. Three roads.
Ah. Oh.
Ring a bell?
Yes.
Trivia.
That's
where the word trivia comes from.
That's it.
Yeah. Apparently in the old Roman Empire, there'd be three roads come together in a sign that says Tri-Via.
Right.
People would
pick a road.
But they would, you know how like we put signs out for garage sales and stuff on signs? They would litter it with graffiti and stuff. And so the thing stuck to the sign, the Tri-Via became known as
Trivia. Got it.
Anyway, Trivia.
I think it still should be a drug name.
No. At Noche.
Ask your doctor for Trivia. What is it? Trivia?
It may be some sort of prescription.
If you're having lethargy, make sure you ask your doctor for Tri-Via.
Tri-Via.
Injectable. Oh, some of the warning signs could cause death. Oh, give me some of that. So what's going on with Tri-Via?
Tri-Via, Noche. Thursday, 6:30.
Aren't you glad we finally got
Trivia contest.
It's a trivia contest at Noche.
Right. You ever play trivia not for a contest? Like
it's always a contest.
Yeah.
I used to love playing trivia.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your strong suit?
Geography, history.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your weak?
Anything that has to do with numbers. Like, in sports, well, it's horrible. Isn't,
really?
Oh, yeah, horrible.
See, sports and history are my strengths.
Yeah. See, somebody says, what was the name of the catcher for the 1938 whatever? And I'm going, I don't even know.
If it's a catcher and you're playing trivia, it's almost always Johnny Bench or Yogi Berra.
There you go.
Yeah. There's a few tricks. There's like three jockeys you need to know.
Eddie Alcaro?
He's one. Shoemaker.
Yeah, Eddie Shoemaker.
And I can't remember the other.
Yeah.
Getting rusty.
Pasquale.
Maybe.
Yeah, who knows?
You know the jockeys,
no,
huh?
No, I'm a jockey.
You a race fan?
No. I'm a betting man.
You like to lose.
Yeah, exactly. All right. His name is Jeff Fitz. Ladies and gentlemen, all this frivolity is brought to you each and every Friday by us because we just like to be frivolity. Frivolatile. So, frivolatile, a new drug.
You don't speak English, do you?
Ask your physician.
Idea.
For frivolatile. If you're feeling blue, get frivolatile. Yeah, that's what we should do. We should be in the
Latin lessons.
I should be in the drug naming business.
You should be. You have to go to school for that?
No, of course not. All right, we got to clear on out of here. It's nigh on to, time for us to go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, I hope that you've enjoyed this fun outlet for this afternoon. We'll be back with more of the Business News Hour on Monday. Till then, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.